It's me, Mark Lloyd.
The Mark Lloyd is actually talking to The Rock.
Mark Lloyd.
Has his man wide open. Oh, that's yeah. Bailey at the 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Mario Bailey.
Mark Lloyd.
What do we want as a sports fan? Huh? What do we want?
Mark Lloyd.
Have you had any water today?
There's water in my lemonade.
There you go. So I'm not a huge fan of vegetables. Okay, so how can I eat some? Just blend them up.
Sit back, relax, and let this guy do all the thinking for you. Mark Lloyd.
Well, I'm back. So that's a good thing, Seminole Bill. I'm back. I survived.
Welcome home, brother.
18 hours on a plane straight. Actually, 16 and a half straight on the way back from Dubai to Atlanta. 16 and a half hours. And guess what? I mean, I was fine the whole time. I really was. Watched a lot of movies. Slept some. It was all good. But there's nothing better than coming back and talking sports at this time of year. Seminole Bill's in the house. Seminole, how are you?
Hey, a lot better since you're here, man.
Well, I heard you guys had a great show last night. We got a lot of fantastic feedback, and so that was really cool. Terminus Jeez. Eric is in the house as well.
What's up?
There you go. Late. Man of a lot of words. When Terminus is like, listen, dude, I'm tired. I just got through Christmas. I'm very tired.
Yeah, too many presents to unwrap.
Yes, yeah, exactly. No doubt about that. We are brought to you by the Mark Lloyd Show. Our good friends, Seminole Bill over at Fraud Protection Network, protecting our identity with the RapidPro real-time identity theft protection. Give them a call. Start protecting your identity today at 855-203-0683.
That's right. Or visit the website at fraudprotectionnetwork.com. How can they get in and participate with us today, Mark?
Easily. They can tweet us at Mark Lloyd Show. Right, Seminole Bill? What else? Facebook?
Facebook's good.
That's right.
Mark Lloyd Show.
Mark Lloyd Show. Then the website, MarkLloydShow.com.
You got it.
Okay.
Oh, you come back refreshed.
Gosh, how about that? I nailed all three right away. You know what? I mentioned that it's great to come back and start talking sports. And here's what I just... It's just a fantastic time of year. I mean, it really is. If you're a sports fan, and in particular a football fan, holy cow. Is there anything better than during the week watching a college football game at 1 o'clock in the afternoon?
Gotta
it's just weird, but you got to love it.
Yeah.
I mean, you just do. And then at the same time, so we have college football with the bowl season. And then at the same time, you have the pressure-packed NFL, where every game now for the teams that are in playoff contention means so much.
Yeah.
For various reasons of just trying to make the playoffs, jockeying for seeds, trying to get home field advantage, which is so important. I'm not going to say for all teams, but certain teams are just money at home, like the Patriots.
Yeah.
You know, for the most part, they do not lose when Tom Brady is the quarterback. It's extremely important for a Seattle team, right? The 12th man, or whatever you call it there. It's extremely important. You do not want to go to Lambeau Field.
No.
No, especially not the way Aaron Rodgers and that team is playing at home. So it's all so important. That's what makes this time of year just so fantastic. 38, I think there's 38 bowl games. We've only gone through a handful of them. 38 bowl games. Now 39 if you count the national championship game that's in Dallas. 38 bowl games. And you know, a lot of people go, oh, that's just too many bowls. And you know what I say? Listen, you got to have an open mind and you have to look at the bowl season as something different. One, you have to put yourself in the player's shoes that no matter what bowl game they're going to, the Boca Raton Bowl, the Miami Beach Bowl, you know, all these different bowls. So if you're a player, Seminole Bill, and you know a lot of players when you were at Florida State.
Yeah.
Yes, Florida State's different along with the big schools out there. They always go to the monster games, you know, the Orange Bowl, et cetera. But just you being an athlete, knowing it's a big deal if the athlete, the football player, gets to go to the Pinstripe Bowl because they get the festivities. They are center stage, you know what I mean, for that week. And it's a great reward for them doing well enough to make a bowl game. Am I right?
That's absolutely right. Your little tchotchkes, some, you know, your – have fun with at the little banquets and stuff, meet the other team, different fans. It's a good reward for, you know, what you would call at that level doing your job, you know?
Yeah, very good. Yeah, doing your job. No, you're absolutely right. Because it's numerous things. It's you've done your job in school.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because you're academically eligible.
Right.
You've done your job on the football field, which is not an easy task.
Nope.
And now you do, for the most part, you get to play a team that you're not used to playing.
Yeah.
So maybe it's a pinstripe bowl, but if you do go into the area or you do, I guess what I'm trying to say is, if you put an emphasis on conference, your conference, and you take pride in your conference,
right,
then it's also bragging rights for your conference. And that usually doesn't happen a lot, you know, throughout the season, unless you're the SEC. And
of course,
they all cheer for each other for some bizarre reason. I don't get that. But in the bowl season, everybody does. You know, if you're a Florida State fan like you are, Seminole Bill, you want the ACC to do well.
Absolutely.
If you're an SEC, you want the SEC fan, SEC to do well. So it bothers me, just cynical people out there. And you hear it right now this time of year when you see some of these games that are being played of teams that nobody really cares about, like a Fresno State and a Rice, or who was it the other day? It was like Northern Nevada and Louisiana Lafayette. You know, outside of gambling, it's a big deal for them, and it's just nice that they get to play it. So I never frown on it.
Well, yeah, it is a reward.
It's not must-see TV, but still, it's fun to watch.
Well, you know what? I'm beginning to think that any bowl played in Miami is a must-see TV, because the other night, BYU just got into it at the end of that game.
What a ball.
That was nasty.
Who would have
BYU?
Hey, well, you know what? Let's be honest, Bill. When BYU goes head-to-head against Memphis, you throw out the records, you throw out everything. I'm just kidding. I don't know if they've ever even played each other before.
Those Tigers were amped up.
Yeah, oh, they were. All right, so we have a lot of stuff to get to, because we will make, on today's show, take it to the bank, baby, we will make the Alabama-Ohio State prediction. We'll break down the game, not to the point of, you know, all kinds of stats and everything, but we'll talk about some of the bigger items that you'll look at for that game. Also, the Florida State and Oregon game. So we'll have a chance. We set aside some time this week. We said, you know what? We have to emphasize that. And here's something I also like about the college football playoffs this year and what's going on. You know what, Seminole Bill? New Year's Day means something again now.
Yeah, right.
It means something, because guess what? The teams that are playing on New Year's Day are going to be playing for the national championship.
Yep.
So it's not just, you know, the Rose Bowl on New Year's Day. Now the Rose Bowl is being played, but there's a game after that. And here's what also I like. We don't have to wait right after Christmas another 3 or 4 weeks.
Brutal.
I mean, it was just
horrible.
Even if you're a fan of the team that's in it, you're almost like, good Lord, can we just play the game? So now, how awesome is it? Boom. Christmas happens, right? And then right away, the following week, January 1st, you have the Final Four playing off against each other. And then quickly, a week later, you're deciding who's the national championship. So we never lose interest.
No.
You know, it's good. So it's just great intrigue, good hype. You're right. We don't have to have that long wait. And I do want to ask you this question, too, because one of the things coming into this season, when it came to the playoffs, was about if a team like Florida State, let's say, was going to end up a team from the South playing in the Rose Bowl, you know, and then you have the Sugar Bowl, and it was like, well, what is if we have a team from the Midwest, you know, and the Pac-12 playing in the Sugar Bowl? Are the fans going to buy the tickets, travel to those games? We mentioned this, I think, maybe on like our first show.
Yeah, we did.
That we did. Or are they going to hold back and wait to see if their team wins and go to the national championship game?
Yeah, this has been bounced around a lot, right? Especially right now, and there's a lot of, you know.
Now, the Sugar Bowl is taken care of. The minute an SEC team got in the Sugar Bowl, it was over with, because it's driving distance.
Yeah.
Big deals. I mean, it's a couple hours, you know, pretty much from anywhere. But it was really the Rose Bowl right now.
Yep.
And you have an Oregon team that at least is out there, but still, they're a good ways away, aren't they?
They're several, multi-hour drive.
A long drive, and also, so it's such a long drive, so now it's a plane ticket, right? I mean, unless you're going to drive 20 hours,
which is,
I don't know, maybe you enjoy that sort of thing, but but 20 hours, you know, on December 31st.
No.
So from what I'm hearing, And maybe you're hearing something different, but what I'm hearing is the Sugar Bowl is fine. It's going to be sold out, jam-packed, Ohio State, Alabama. But the Rose Bowl is struggling a little bit. They, what do they have, 100,000 people filling the place, 105,000?
Yeah.
And you want Florida State fans to travel across the country, and you want Oregon fans to travel all the way up from Oregon, that the tickets are not flying out the door.
Right.
That that stadium, there's a great chance, will not be sold out.
Yeah.
What, does that mean anything?
You know what?
You know what I mean? Do you look at it any less? Do you sit there and go, wow, I can't believe this game's not sold out. It's the first ever college football semifinal football game between two, you know, nationally known. I'll say that, nationally known, because Oregon's been good now for a while. Florida State's been good for a long time. But but Oregon has a name,
right?
You know, with Nike backing them up and everything. What, how do you look at that, Seminole Bill?
Well, I would say, first and foremost, they don't have, you know, both, neither one of those venues on their own, even at their own stadiums, have 100,000-seat venues. You know, FSU's 85,000 or so. Oregon's
like 65.
So you're not talking about two schools that traditionally would have that fan base at the game anyway.
Yeah,
so there's one thing. And number two, what you just made mention of, you know, the distance for FSU especially, like you said earlier when we were talking, having already been out there just last year, been to Dallas again the beginning of the year, you know, they did some comparisons on the plane. We've got like 1,500 more travel miles already than Oregon does for their games. So, I mean, it's not – no, you know, not disrespecting the fan base will show up as good as they can, but it's like we talked about. Hey, these things, probably those first set of games should be on campus, you know? And if they go to eight, they definitely need to make sure that the top four teams, if they ever go to eight, those top four teams need to have their campuses as host.
I got you. I got you. You know what? That's interesting. Kind of the same way following the NFL playoff thing.
Why not?
Following the
NFL.
Works
for the NFL.
Okay. No. All right. Seminole Bill, when we come back, are you ready?
I'm ready, man.
Are you ready to break down the Ohio State Alabama game?
Almost as good as unwrapping Christmas gifts.
Florida State and Oregon game? I like
Let's
that.
Let's go.
All that coming up here on the Mark Lloyd Show. Stay with us, folks.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's going to make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7-EVENT-1, 877-7-EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
It's me, Mark Lloyd. Okay, fans, Peyton Manning, LeBron James, and Andrew Luck, all number one picks. Now let me tell you who your number one pick should be when it comes to protecting your identity. Hands down, it's Rapid Pro from our great friends at Fraud Protection Network. You hear the stories daily, retailer after retailer, having their so-called secure systems being hacked into by criminals, and thousands of good folks like you instantly becoming victims of identity theft. Our amazing team at Fraud Protection Network has developed the next generation in identity theft protection. Rapid Pro, real-time identity theft protection. You get credit monitoring, lost wallet protection, and positive trigger alerts, change of address, payday cash advance, and public records monitoring as well. It's all there, friends. You get true real-time alerting, no secondhand stuff, award-winning member service support, and $25,000 service guarantee to back you up. Call Fraud Protection Network at 855-203-0683 or visit their website at fraudprotectionnetwork.com. Take it from Mark Lloyd. When it comes to identity theft, the number one pick is Rapid Pro from Fraud Protection Network.
If you have something to add to the show, it better be as interesting as Mark Lloyd.
Welcome back to the Mark Lloyd Show. We are powered by our good friends, Seminoleville, at Fraud Protection Network. You know, they've been protecting us the whole season.
Doing a good job, I might add.
Yes. You know what? If there was a Final Four in college football for the top protection companies out there, I think that Fraud Protection Network would be the heavy favorite. There's no doubt they would be the one seed. Let them start protecting your family today with the Rapid Pro Real-Time Identity Theft Protection. It's a fantastic product. Give them a call at 855-203-0683, similar bill, or
www.fraudprotectnetwork.com.
Absolutely. Okay. Finally, you know what? I'm so happy that in our production meeting that we said, you know what? Yes, there's a lot going on, but we have to spend some time on the games.
Yes.
Usually we don't get a chance to because there's just so much to talk about each week, and we only have an hour. Hopefully big things are happening in 2015 for the Mark Lloyd Show. Right, Seminole Bill?
Working it.
Yep, absolutely. All right, first up, at the Sugar Bowl, 8 o'clock, Alabama against Ohio State. Bama, everybody always thought was going to be in there. There's something that I don't quite understand, and I guess it's just the name about Alabama, how they're just a odds-on favorite to win it all, and it still baffles me. Okay, they're up against Ohio State team that after Virginia Tech was written off, JT Barrett turns out to be a superstar, literally, for Ohio State. He gets injured. Jones comes in, the backup, the third-string backup, in the biggest game, obviously, of his career, but you know, maybe the biggest game for Urban Meyer since they choked last year. This year they didn't. They crushed Wisconsin, and now they're in the playoffs. You have Nick Saban, two of the biggest college football coach personalities and two of the best coaches. Nick Saban versus Urban Meyer. What a great storyline that is.
That's
right?
Fantastic.
I mean, from the SEC days and now Urban Meyer bringing the same philosophy up to Ohio State with the – with the, hey, we need to get just big, fast dudes on the defensive line.
Athletes.
Yes. We need athletes. The game is won in the trenches. It always has been, and it always will. That's what separates the South from the rest of the country. It just does. That's who wins championships. Is that offense, and even more importantly, really, not necessarily the offensive line, it's the defensive line that the other schools cannot hang with the schools from the South. So Urban Meyer's been building that up there. I think it was a little quicker than what he expected, right? I think it was next year. Maybe they're expecting to be the team that would be the odds-on favorite to win it all, but right. Hey, they're in the game this year. So let's look at the two teams, Seminole Bill. Bama's a heavy favorite, 9.5, 10 points, something like that.
Right.
It's fluctuating. Bama's secondary... Here's some of the key things that jump out at me, okay? Bama secondary versus Ohio State passing game. Bama secondary is not the great stars, but for some reason, they're just like Florida State right now. Yeah. You know, they're a little lost. It has had the whole season to gel, but they never have. NFL prospects all over the place. Majority of them will play in the NFL. But as a unit in the secondary, just nowhere nearly as good as what a lot of people thought. Ohio State's passing game, similar to Bill. Jones, he's only played one game.
Yeah.
So it's kind of weird.
Hard to analyze this.
It really is. Yeah. You know, I don't know what that guy's going to do. He went up against Wisconsin and lit him up with 5 touchdowns. He has 2 really good receivers in Smith and Thomas. That Smith is the go-to guy, okay, but Thomas isn't far behind. He's about 20, 30, receptions behind Smith. Big play guys. They have the talent out there, especially with Smith. I would like to say I give the advantage to Ohio State when it comes to the passing game versus Bama secondary. But then I'm on that limb because I'm like, I don't know how this Jones guy is going to perform. I mean, it's his second game and he's up against Alabama. Really good, a good defense. I won't say really good, a good defense.
Solid defense.
How do you see that matchup, Seminole?
That's the intriguing matchup because, you know, like you said, you've seen one game out of the new QB. He's obviously did a good job.
Yeah.
Got him, I mean, just, you know, buried the other, the Badgers, you know. But I would say that, you know, if he has a similar type outing, in other words, if he's able to feel comfortable in the pocket, if they have to move the pocket and he still can throw, you know, on the run like he does, I think he can beat the Bama guys deep.
Does Ohio State – see, that's funny you mentioned that. Is because, once again, I relate Alabama to Florida State in a way when it comes to the sake. They give up the big plays left and right. I mean, Auburn was just...
More than you would expect.
Auburn, Nick Marshall, is not a marksman, but that guy was just dropping bombs on him constantly.
Yeah.
Just drop back, somebody's open. Drop back, somebody's open. Not for a screen, but 40 yards down the field. And one thing Ohio State has done the whole season, once again, it's hard because you say the whole... is that they throw the deep ball.
Yeah, they will.
All right, so... you want to give a check mark to one side, but boy, that's really tough to do.
I having watched them several times and watched Bama, I would probably give
the
check
mark to the Buckeyes.
I think they're going to be able to throw the ball deep as long as they can hold them at the front. They got a big line.
Bama's passing game against Ohio State's secondary, which has been vastly improved. Last year it was a sieve. This year has been a lot better. 21 interceptions, I think they have this year. And I think they're 17th nationally in yards against. So they give up some yards. You know what I mean? But they're not a bend, don't break type thing either. You know, they get the turnovers, and obviously that's going to be really crucial. And so if you're Ohio State, this is where I think this is interesting. 42, and I hate being the stat guy sometimes, but 42.9% of the time, Blake Sims throws it to who?
Oh, of course, Amari Cooper.
Yes. Yeah. 40, that's one out of every two passes basically go to him. So if you're Ohio State, what do you do with Cooper?
You've got to take him out of the ballgame.
How do you do that, Summerville?
You've got to disguise coverage. You've got to play cover two. You got to play a zone. You can't. If you go man-to-man with Cooper, he's going to beat you.
Do you do what Belichick does in NFL with the Patriots? You know what he does? He sticks his best defensive back on the other guy. Then he plays his second best defensive back on the Amari Coopers of the world. But he also plays another guy right over him. So he always has double coverage on Cooper. And I think you have to do that. You have to see what else Bama has.
Well, the guy that used to be the defensive coordinator for Auburn will tell you you must do it now because he took it. You know, he didn't take it that way going into that game, and then Cooper lit him up.
What I don't understand is that I think he's going to get his catches, but can't the let him catch the ball 50 yards down the field. It seems asinine. It's like, what are you doing? He throws to him one out of every two times.
It can happen once, maybe twice, but when it happens three, four, five times, you're just asking for a fiasco. He's going to, Blitnikoff, he's a great receiver.
There's no doubt. He's the top receiver in the country. Yeah. So there's one of the interesting things, what Ohio State's going to do with that. And I got to hand it to Urban Meyer because the guy comes up with great plans. Yeah. Great plans. There's no doubt about it. In the big games, for the most part, outside of last year, this guy is money when he was with Florida and everything. I do not think either team will run the football, I'll say effectively. They're not going to gain 5 yards a carry, and they're not going to rush for 175 or 200 yards. A team might get 100 yards. Yeah. I don't call that effectively. Do you think Bama can run the ball on Ohio State, or do you think Ohio State can run the ball on Bama? Personally, I don't think either one happens.
What you're going to find out, again, is this is where really where the game can be won or lost, to me. Controlling the line of scrimmage is going to be huge. Who controls that line of scrimmage? Look, you got T.J. Yeldon over here for Bama. He's a great running back, but prone to fumbling. We've seen it.
That's a good point. Good point
on that.
This
is where, if I was Ohio State, I want to make that guy beat me. I don't want Cooper. I don't want to make Cooper the guy to beat me. I want to make that guy beat me.
That's so funny you said that. Guess what? In my notes for this game, Yeldon, in my opinion, is the difference out of the backfield.
Yeah.
Running the ball some, but out of the backfield.
Gotcha.
I think that's the difference in the game. I think, because we got to get on the Florida State and Oregon, Bama wins 34-24 in this football game. 58 total points. Summer Bill, what is your prediction, my man?
I think you're right on it. I'm taking Bama like my was 31-27. Like
31. How interesting. 31-27. Okay. So Ohio State covers. I got Bama, I think, covering. I don't know. Depends on where you get it. Covering the football game. All right. That's going to be a great game. Can't wait for that. Terminus. We got to get to Florida. No, we got to go a little longer. A little longer before break. Okay. We got to talk Florida State, Oregon now because then we're going to talk NFL coming up. Here we go. What another great. I think this game is more intriguing than the Alabama-Ohio State game. And the reason is because you have Heisman versus Heisman.
Yeah.
How often does that happen? Barely ever in that. College football. I'm not talking about NFL.
Can you remember it?
No.
I really can't.
I can't.
I'm trying to think off the top of my head when it happened. No.
But I'm not going back into the 40s and stuff when Army is playing Notre Dame, you know, all that. So you have Winston versus Mariota. Bottom line, the offenses are the stars.
Yeah.
I mean, they are the stars. And it's... What's really interesting to me is how the narrative throughout the media is, how is Florida State going to stop that Marcus Mariota and Oregon offense? And let me ask you this real quick, Seminole Bill. Take that ACC patch off of Florida State's defense and put on the SEC patch. What is the narrative? with Oregon against SEC teams.
How is Oregon going to be able to match up against the physical size and strength of the SEC?
When Oregon played Auburn, it was, how is Oregon going to match up against the big boys from down south? You know, those monsters that are 6'1", this is important, 6'1", 6'2", 310, 320, because that low center of gravity, you don't move. Yeah. How are they going to do up? They don't ever play anybody like that. Because it's the ACC, it's like, how is Florida State going to stop them? And I'm over here raising my hand going, well, what happened to those big dudes down south? This is the same team.
Yeah.
This is the same team that won the national championship last year.
Yeah.
This is the same team that has a 295-pound defensive end named Mario Edwards and a 320-pounder that's in the middle that's 6'2". Not sit, because, Bill, tell me this. There's a difference when you're 6'6 and 310 and 6'2 and 310.
Yeah.
When it comes to just clogging up leverage, very good. You know, that's a big, so it's funny how nobody talks about that. I would like to know, if that's the question, then the other question I would like to know is, well, how is Oregon going to stop Florida State's offense?
Yeah, they haven't seen anybody like us.
No.
Arizona? I mean, really?
And they gave up 500 and something yards to them.
Okay, well, if that's the best you got.
I mean, but that there it is. So you have Marcus Mariota, and yes, it's the Mark Lloyd Show. We're in Florida and everything like that. So, of course, it sounds like that we're going to be dissing Oregon.
No.
But that's not the case.
No.
But I'm going to talk some facts here. Marcus Mariota, 38 touchdowns, only 2 interceptions. Obviously, that ratio is just crazy. However, hold the phone there, Chuck. The guy does not throw the ball downfield.
No.
And the guy, and I was, who was I listening to? An analyst talking about this. And the analyst said, Marcus Mariota is a accurate passer, but he's not a precise passer.
There's a difference.
So when guys are wide open constantly, running wild, and you're doing screen passes, the guy's running 70 yards, your stats look a lot better. He does not drop back. He does not drop back, stay in there, slide one way, slide the other way, waits for the progressions, and then throws the ball. That doesn't happen. He drops back. The first read, if that guy's not open, he's gone.
Yep.
And now that's a fantastic weapon in college football, especially for them. So I think that Mariota, and I think it's kind of a given, the key thing is going to be Matthew Thomas being a spy on Mariota and not letting him kill. I mean, stay in your lanes and all that crap that they always talk about, but it's going to be the spy, man. Don't let him just run up and down the field on you. And the good news for Florida State fans, they've seen those quarterbacks. Nobody like Mariota. We got that, right?
That's what I would say. NC State, Clemson. I mean, when
Georgia Tech.
I mean, we've played one of the better running teams in Georgia Tech, and we played two scrambling type quarterbacks that have decent arms. You know,
so they've seen. So I would say this: that Florida State is a lot more prepared to play a team like this year than they were last year against Auburn.
Right, but and when they did play the team in Auburn that was supposed to be that team,
they made the adjustments, and the second half was a completely different story.
That's right.
And so then it comes back to this similar bill, is that everybody says, well, Florida State can't afford to get down 3 touchdowns to Oregon. And my thing over here, when I hear that, I'm like, well, yeah, I know. Of course. And guess what? Oregon can't afford to get down like they did against Michigan State against Florida State. Mm. So the offenses are the star. The big news that came out for Oregon is that his name's so Ikeberry or whatever his name is. is out.
He's gone. That's their best guy. That's
Ekpre,
their best.
Ekpre.
Yeah.
That's a big deal for them. He's a second round draft pick.
Yeah.
He's a veteran. He knows what's going on. So now you got this secondary that's going to try to hang with the Florida State wide receivers. If Florida State is going to run the ball, and I think they do.
Yes, they will.
Then guess what? Guess who will absolutely murder Oregon on the play action? Nick O'Leary will run wild all day long catching the football.
It'll be matchup problems for them with that.
And Oregon's offensive line, give me all this injury stuff. They're shaky. Washington State was pounding them, and I don't care if Oregon had the third string offensive lineman there, because Washington State's defense is awful. I mean, just terrible. Like, Mike Leach doesn't even want to play defense. He should be coaching in the Arena League. So I think that those are some of the key things. Who will impose their will on the other team? What section will you'll say they're just imposing their will on the other team, and the other team can't do anything about it?
Well, I would say for us to be successful, it's going to have to be our offensive line imposing our will against their defensive line.
Okay. Yeah. What about for Oregon? What is the key? Give me one key for them that they win this football game if Oregon does what?
They got to score every time they touch the football. If we stop them.
Do not kick field goals.
No, if we stop them, I'm telling you right now, if we start stopping them and get some stops like we did against these other teams, we're going to be able to put the points on the board against
Final
them.
Score, Seminole Bill.
Woof. I'm going to say 37.
Whoa! Go on.
FSU.
Yeah?
31, Oregon.
How about that? So you think it's that low scoring? Boy, you think they hold Oregon to 31?
Yeah, I do.
I think Florida State wins 49-41. I think that that Oregon kicks a field goal in the game to put it at 41. I add it 49-38, Oregon kicks a late field goal, et cetera, et cetera. All right, there's our predictions. How exciting is that? Huh?
That's fine, man.
We got the college music playing right now.
Yep, I'm already feeling the hair standing up, baby.
Exactly. Ready for the kickoff, absolutely. All right, when we come back, someone to build. It doesn't drop off, though, because when we come back, we're going to talk some NFL.
Sounds
the playoff
good.
Picture's rounding up. All that coming up in just a minute right here on the Mark Lloyd Show. Stay with us.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's going to make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events, conference, and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor, and they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7EVENT-1, 877-7EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
This is Bill Bassett
and Eric Sweeney
with Bassett Promotions, producers of The Mark Lloyd Show. Want to put your brand with a proven winner? Outstanding advertising and sponsor opportunities are currently available for The Mark Lloyd Show. Give us a call at 877-738-3681, and we'll discuss ways to get your company on the airwaves right here where Tallahassee comes to talk on the all-new Freedom 93 FM.
It's me, Mark Lloyd. You know, in football, the quarterback depends on his best offensive lineman to protect his blind side. But let me ask you a question. Who's got your back, huh? Who's protecting your identity? You hear the stories daily. Retailer after retailer having their so-called secure systems being hacked into by criminals and thousands of good folks like you instantly becoming victims of identity theft. So how do you keep from being sacked? Well, now we have our own version of the Steel Curtain. Our amazing team at Fraud Protection Network has developed the next generation in identity theft protection. And it's a beast, baby! Rapid Pro real-time identity theft protection. You get credit monitoring, lost wallet protection, and positive trigger alerts, change of address, payday cash advance, and public records monitoring. It's real-time alerting, no secondhand stuff. Award-winning member service support and a $25,000 service guarantee to back you up. Call Fraud Protection Network at 855-203-0683 or visit their website at fraudprotectionnetwork.com. Take it from Mark Lloyd. When it comes to identity theft, you can't afford to lose.
And now, a man that knows everything, Mark Lloyd.
Welcome back to the Mark Lloyd Show. Thanks for hanging with us, as always. Our audience is great. Aren't they similar, Bill?
Oh, yeah, man. We love them.
Yeah.
Happy holidays, by the way.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and we always appreciate you guys chiming in via Twitter, at Mark Lloyd Show, Facebook, Mark Lloyd Show, and the website, MarkLloydShow.com. And all that's protected by Fraud Protection Network, the good friends over there, and the Rapid Pro Real-Time Identity Theft Protection. It's protecting myself, my wife, and my daughter. If I could get it and protect my dogs, I would, too.
There's an app for that.
Yeah, that's true. Give them a call at 855-203-0683. Jump on board. Great people over there that are going to help protect you. Also, you can visit a website someone will be at.
FraudProtectionNetwork.com.
All right, well, we've been focused on college football the whole show. Rightfully so, right?
Yeah,
in the middle of bowl season.
It's that time.
Nothing wrong with that. Bowl season going on. All that good stuff.
Bowling.
And now we go up to the big boys, the NFL. The playoff picture is taking shape. It has been. So every game for the teams that are in contention just means so much.
Yeah.
And even the teams that aren't in contention, they can play spoiler. You know, so if the playoffs started today in the AFC, the teams that, if they started today, Seminole Bill, the first round bye, number one seed's the Patriots, number two seed is the Broncos. Okay. Big deal for both of them. Okay. The wild card game would be San Diego at Cincinnati. Cincinnati with a huge victory last week over Denver.
Yeah, they needed that.
Your Steelers.
Yeah, boy.
At the Colts. And I think I just have so much faith in Roethlisberger that when I look at those six teams, I just say, man, I just don't know if I want to play the Pittsburgh Steelers. Because Roethlisberger, that's what he does, right?
Oh, yeah.
And that's when they go on the run. And now the offense, that offense is clicking. I think every team in the NFL is a Jekyll and Hyde for the most part. I mean, I think that's just the way it is. I mean, Denver at time, they look unstoppable, then they lose to Cincinnati. Cincinnati looks awful, and then they go and do that against Denver. So I don't know if I want to play the Steelers, but that's the first round. I mean, that's the playoff picture in the AFC, in the NFC, Seminole Bill. With those, if it ended today with those teams, who comes out of that?
Oh, my goodness.
Who do you think comes out? The Patriots?
The Patriots got to be the favorite.
Yeah, I think they would.
Dark horse remains the Steelers, of course.
I agree on that 100%.
They just know how to win those playoff games.
Yes. Chargers, I don't know. Chargers are kind of one of those teams that, you know what? They're almost like Marshall in college football. That they're, what about, you know what? You got to do something throughout the playoffs.
Yeah.
They've never been the same since they choked it away against the Patriots years back. I remember watching that game. All right, in the NFC, unbelievable. The first seed, if the playoffs ended today, it's the Seahawks. How did that happen? It seems like just the other day they were struggling, right? Man, this team, and now they're the number one seed. The number two seed would be the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
So those are the two teams that get the bye. So they get the home field. So now, if it ended today for the NFC, the road to the Super Bowl goes through Seattle. That's scary. All right, the wild card round in the NFC, if the playoffs ended today, would be the Cardinals at Dallas.
Woo, that would be fun.
Yeah. And you know what? I could care less about the Cowboys. I really do not have a rooting interest in the NFL. I just love the NFL. I love watching it, but I don't, you know, pull my hair out or have a heart attack if a certain team wins or loses. But I will say this. It's good for the league when the Cowboys are good because they are just, they're the Yankees.
Yeah.
You know, of baseball.
They're royalty.
It's good when the Yankees are in the postseason, whether you like them or not, because there's so much. Yeah, they're royalty. Very good. So you'd have the Cardinals at Dallas. Dallas would be the third seed. That's amazing.
Crazy, isn't it?
It's just amazing. I mean, and the Packers would have to go to Carolina. They're the fifth seed. The Packers. It just seems like they've been dominating everybody. So it would be Green Bay at Carolina. And I'm going, how in the H-E double hockey sticks for the young years out there?
Yeah.
Are the Panthers in the playoffs at home? With a losing record, basically, if the playoffs end today at 6-8.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
I mean, really, in a tie, 6-8-1.
Question. We looking back just a little bit. So who, when we started this all earlier this year, really for us, is out that we thought would be here? I can think of one notable
Niners,
team.
The Niners. Niners, right away.
Was there somebody else we on the AFC side that we were, I think we covered that pretty well.
No, we did. No, we're pretty much spot on.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's rocket science because it is the NFL. Yeah. Usually you know who's going to be good. But our Super Bowl prediction on who can get there is still alive.
Still there. Yeah.
Because we had the Packers in Seattle.
Right.
And the Patriots in Denver.
Yes.
Right? Coming out of the AFC. All right, so this week, Seminole Bill, some big games. The Cowboys at Washington. Washington's horrible, but for the Cowboys, it's a monster game. They need to keep on winning to hold on to that home field advantage for the first round of the playoffs. Yes,
this is a good, interesting point. This has been bandied around too. The one thing that's the wild card here, if you'll forgive the pun, Dallas is undefeated on the road. How often do you see that?
No, that's tough to do.
Unless they sit guys for the games.
You know what Dallas really proved to me this year? It really is true. For certain teams, if you could run the ball and get your offensive line going. Man, that's the turnaround. Because their defense isn't worth a hoot. You know what I mean? They get worn down. There's a bunch, it's like a mishmash of guys over there. But Murray runs the football. And when Murray runs the football, Romo is that much better. So Romo is the quarterback that he says, listen, he's really good, but he's one of the guys that desperately needs a good offensive line and a running back. And now he's become, you know, he has the team going to be the third seed possibly. So they have to beat the Redskins. Here's another team that's in the playoff hunt, and we read it back. Hang on. The Colts at Tennessee. Once again, Tennessee's horrible, but the Colts need to win to make sure in that first round they have a home football game against the Steelers. They don't want to go to a Pittsburgh or somewhere. They want to play inside the dome.
Right.
Right? They score points.
Better, much better team there.
Now, also, you have the Chargers at Kansas City. How weird is that? That it's the Chiefs that are out of it, and it's the Chargers that are in, and now San Diego has to go on the road to Kansas City to pull off a victory.
Well, wouldn't you like to be the spoil that one? If you're KC with all the thought process that you were going to be in that hunt, you know, or win the division.
I think it was almost like a given.
Yeah.
I mean, they were playing so well. They absolutely obliterate New England, whatever it was, 6 weeks ago. Now, this game, though, it's a shame that the Dolphins, you know, they're technically not out of it or whatever, but, you know, I don't foresee it happening. They play the Jets, but I was excited about Miami. I think they had a good year this year. Don't you?
Better. They improved. Going in the right direction, finally.
Very good. Defense solid. Tannehill played good. And they look like, you know, they got some good young wide receiver in Jarvis Landry. Boy, those LSU guys this year, outstanding, huh?
Yeah, they've done a great job of, you know, it's a process, and they've come a long way over the past few years, because it wasn't long ago that they just got awful.
Bills at the Patriots. Obviously, it's a given. New England is not going to lose at home to Buffalo. They're going to hold on to that number one seed. Then we got Eagles and the Giants. How about that? No Eagles.
Yeah.
No Eagles at the playoffs in the day. So the Eagles have to win this week to even to stay in talks. And here's another one similar to Bill. No playoff implications, but how weird is that? The Saints are 6-9. 6-9. Nobody saw that coming.
Dreadful.
The Panthers. Here's the biggest game of the weekend. Tied for this other one I'll tell you about in a second. But the Panthers at the Falcons.
Yeah.
6-8 Panthers against the 6-9 Falcons. Right?
Yeah.
The winner. Firm control of who's going to be in. So when we mention the Panthers at home, it could be the Falcons at home.
It could be the Falcons, yeah.
Who would have thought that? That team was in shambles. Wow. And then the other big game, Detroit at Green Bay. Big game.
Huge.
Big game. Right now, the Lions have that bye, and they want to have that bye at home.
Oh, man.
And now, and the Packers, they want to win because they want to have a home playoff game. So just intrigue all over the place. It's fantastic. It really is.
Good week.
Denver's at home against the Raiders. Oh, gosh darn it. We have time. One more big game. You can hit the music, Eric. We have to go to break. Terminus. But the Bengals at Pittsburgh.
Oh,
your
man.
Steelers.
Oh, big. That's just a built rivalry right there.
I mean, how awesome is that?
Great
game. That's the 8:30 Sunday night football game.
I'm going to be watching.
Everything on the line.
With the towel.
Gosh. What a weekend. What a weekend. Bowl games and NFL games.
Yep.
Fantastic. All right. When we come back, similar to Bill and I, we'll give you some picks. That way you could take, you know, pay your bills as we give you some Vegas locks. Also, entertainment section and our fitness tip and a water check. All that coming up here on the Mark Lloyd Show. Stay with us. Thanks.
It's me, Mark Lloyd. Okay, fans, Peyton Manning, LeBron James, and Andrew Luck, all number one picks. Now let me tell you who your number one pick should be when it comes to protecting your identity. Hands down, it's Rapid Pro from our great friends at Fraud Protection Network. You hear the stories daily, retailer after retailer, having their so-called secure systems being hacked into by criminals, and thousands of good folks like you instantly becoming victims of identity theft. Our amazing team at Fraud Protection Network has developed the next generation in identity theft protection. Rapid Pro, real-time identity theft protection. You get credit monitoring, lost wallet protection, and positive trigger alerts, change of address, payday cash advance, and public records monitoring as well. It's all there, friends. You get true real-time alerting, no secondhand stuff, award-winning member service support, and $25,000 service guarantee to back you up. Call Fraud Protection Network at 855-203-0683 or visit their website at fraudprotectionnetwork.com. Take it from Mark Lloyd. When it comes to identity theft, the number one pick is Rapid Pro from Fraud Protection Network.
You're the person your company, family, and friends turn to when something needs to get planned. A meeting, an out-of-town conference, sporting event, reunion, church function, or a sorority or fraternity event. What a headache. Well, there's a little secret that's going to make your life a lot easier and make you look like a hero. Bassett Events is a professional events conference and meeting planning service right here in Tallahassee. And they provide site selection and contract negotiation services to you at no cost. Yep, no cost. As long as your event requires at least 10 hotel rooms for one or more nights. You see, Bassett Events gets paid by the hotel, resort, or vendor. And they'll negotiate the best possible rates for you. Bassett Events saves you time, money, and aggravation, but still keeps you in control of the decision-making process. It's one-stop shopping, and you'll be a hero because it'll be our little secret. Bassett Events, exceeding expectations one event at a time. Call 877-7-EVENT-1, 877-7-EVENT-1, online at BassettEvents.com.
How about Terminus over there with a little Eminem? Is this off his new album, Terminus?
No.
Oh. What do I know? I'm still stuck on I'm Slim Shady.
You are Slim Shady.
It's good to be back, my friends. Good to be talking sports. Good to be talking college football and NFL football. Arguably the most exciting time of the year right now. So enjoy it because it goes away and then we have 6 months of... good stuff. There's lots of good storylines and everything. Yeah, it's not that bad.
It's just when you're a college football or pro football fan.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what, though? Let's give our fitness tip real quick.
Yes.
You want to do something a little? Listen, folks, here on the Mark Lloyd Show, we want everybody to be living a healthy lifestyle, so we always throw out one fitness tip each week. Usually men's fitness provides it to us, and this week they're talking about supplements, right? You know, protein powder, stuff, the meal replacements and all that, which I use a lot of. But one thing they said that really does work is creatine. It seems to be about the most effective strength and size-building supplement out there. And they said, and to boost your performance, you may also want to try peppermint. How about that? Peppermint. He says, Men's Fitness says that the scent alters the perception of how hard you're working out, making it seem less strenuous, slower paced, and easier to complete.
Boy.
Now, that's a hell of a tip.
I like that tip.
Yeah, that was really cool,
at this time of year with all the candy canes? Right up my alley.
I don't know if they knew that. You know what, though? Let's get the water check out of the way. Our Austin Idol water check. You know, we talk about living a healthy lifestyle. One of the most important things is to be drinking lots of water every single day. So whenever you tweet us, we always tweet back asking, well, how much water have you taken in? Someone in the Bill is drinking water in front of me right now trying to impress me. Someone in the Bill, the water check. Last week, I heard Terminus was killing it.
Terminus
at 40 ounces.
Came on strong.
Yes.
He was close to
you
win.
Should be drinking at least 80 to 120 ounces every single day. And Terminus usually drinks nothing. He's like a camel.
Yeah.
That's a good segue. I could tell you a little bit about the
Dubai.
Camels in Dubai, but we'll do that in a minute. Terminus, what are you at?
Y'all go first.
Okay.
Oh, look at that.
All right. Well, I'm having a little off day. I'm still recovering, so I'm only at 56 ounces. It's probably my least ever at this point of the day.
I'd have been on point. I would have caught you. I'm only at 40 right now.
Okay. All right. So I'm still in the lead. Terminus.
What? Drum roll.
Is Terminus going to finish off the year and be number one for the first time ever on the water check? Drum roll. Ready, symbol vote? 1, 2, 3.
Man, I came so close. I was like chugging water since like 3 a.m.
Why am I sitting here like I'm really in anticipation? I'm really like can't
since
wait
like
to 3 hear.
3 a.m. I've been drinking water.
Okay.
I'm at 50 ounces.
You know what, though?
He's in the middle.
If I had an award, you know what? Fraud Protection Network should give you an award for the most improved.
Yes.
That's our season-ending award goes to Terminus Eric.
It goes out on a good note.
Yeah. How about that?
All the yelling work.
I think we all improved.
Yes.
Right? I mean,
very good.
Yeah, absolutely. So good deal. Okay. So I'm going to Bill. Let's make some predictions. Let's make some Vegas locks right now. Here we go. We already did college football. We both think FSU covers the spread. Actually, we think they win the football game. So you could bet them on the money line. You're probably getting plus 180. All right, not a bad thing. Bet 100 to win 180. So we both think FSU covers. The Bama game, the line's fluctuating. But either way, with the score that I predicted, the score that similar Bill predicted, I got Alabama covering the game. So they cover. Similar Bill says take the Buckeyes and the points. They're not going to win, but they'll cover the spread, correct?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, let's jump to the NFL now. We mentioned three of the big games. These are just so much fun. Cincinnati getting 3.5 against your Pittsburgh Steelers at Heinz Field.
Heinz 57 says take the Steelers.
Take the Steelers and lay the points.
Lay the points.
You think they cover the spread?
Yes.
So do I. Reluctantly, I think they do. I'm a big Roethlisberger fan. Favorite coach in NFL is Tomlin.
Yeah.
Love the guy.
Great.
Think he's fantastic. The only reason I'm a little hesitant, and I shouldn't be because Cincinnati is a Jekyll and Hyde football team, but they had such a great performance, it's almost like, okay, now the bad side will come out against Pittsburgh and it'll lay an egg.
Count on it.
Should cover easily. You know what I mean?
Counting on it.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. All right, here's the other game. Detroit getting 7.5 at Green Bay.
Yeah, you know, That's a lot of points.
That is. That's a whole bunch of points.
Even at Green Bay, I'm going to take Detroit.
I am too. Yeah. I'm going to take Detroit. I'm going to take Green Bay to win the game, but Detroit covers.
Yeah.
Do you think Green Bay wins? You think Green Bay might lose at home to Detroit?
I'm wondering about this right now because it's just but there's so much on the line. I think they pull out maybe by a couple points.
Green Bay wins, but they don't cover.
No, they don't cover.
Okay. Yeah. I'm in agreement with you on that. Carolina +4 at Atlanta.
This one's tough.
Very tough.
I mean,
but I think Atlanta covers. I think at home with Matty Ice is the difference in the game. Julio Jones, I think it's just too much for Carolina. I'm not a big Cam Newton fan.
Nope.
No, and runs too much.
He's still coming back off.
All kinds of injuries. Even though Anderson comes in and he looks good. Yeah. But still, I think Atlanta covers the game, and now the playoff picture completely shifts for next week, which we'll discuss
next
week.
I'm with you on that. I think Atlanta covers.
All right, Summer Bill, here's our entertainment segment. We only have a few minutes left, but it's kind of up in the air. So what I want to know is, has anybody seen any of the recent movies out? Because usually we're following The Walking Dead. That's over with. Okay.
Yeah.
Homeland, I have not seen the season finale, so I can't talk about it.
I'm loving what I'm seeing at Homeland so far. I've been playing catch-up.
Have you been binge watching?
I've been watching. A little bit, yeah.
A little bit? Either you're binge watcher, you don't.
Well, yeah. We watch like 3 or 4 at a time.
I think I'm getting... Oh, okay. That's binge watching. Okay, yeah, I'm not talking 12
it's still
in
season 1.
Yeah.
Okay, but it's good. Yeah, it's really good. I like it, yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So we have Homeland, but we can't discuss that because Seminole Bill's catching up, and I haven't seen the season finale yet. But there's no other show that I'm truly interested in until Game of Thrones comes out.
Yeah, we were talking about movies last week, a couple coming out that are right around this time we're looking for.
Here's a couple I'm looking... Can't wait to see the final Lord of the Rings trilogy one.
We talk, man. That's what
I'm pumped. I can't wait to see that. And have you seen it, Terminus?
I have not.
Okay,
got all the five armies though.
Yeah,
that's gonna be great.
That's gonna be. And I'm actually the critics didn't like rave about it, and even the fan. I can't wait to see Exodus with Christian Bale and Ramsey. You know the whole. Same thing over and over again, Moses, all that stuff. But it just looks epic, and Ridley Scott's the director, and I can't imagine it going wrong.
What was it, Terminus? No. We were talking about one last week that just come out. Unbreakable, is that it?
Unthinkable.
Unbreakable.
Yeah. Is that the Olympian guy kind of thing?
That's what I want to go see.
You know, I'm pretty sure Angelina Jolie directed that, correct?
Maybe.
She directed that. How about that?
We've been playing.
Did you see that?
No, I have not yet.
Similar Bill.
Are you
going to see one on?
Yes. So somewhere around the bowl games, we're going to go see that movie.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. That's the funny thing.
Yeah.
You got to plan
schedule it.
Yeah. You can't sacrifice the bowl games for a different form of entertainment when it's like, well, why don't you just wait till the bowl season's over and then go see the movie?
We've been catching up on some of the movies we hadn't seen. And I'm going to tell you, if you like a, pardon the expression, chick flick.
Yeah.
The Fault in Our Stars, man, that was a great movie. I got to admit.
Who's in that? What was that about?
It's kind of a...
Is that
young
the girl that I know what you're talking about. Did you just say that on this show?
I really did.
Oh, Lord.
Like this.
Seminole. Is that the way we're ending the year?
No, we can't. We got to end on
when we broadcast next week, are we in the new year?
Yeah.
Has anybody calculated out? We are?
Yeah, we'll be there.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we will be in the new year. You ended this year entertainment segment by losing your man card?
No. I didn't say that. That's a way to appease the spouse. Happy wife. Happy life.
Well, yeah, but you're watching. What was the name of the movie again?
It was The Fault in Our Stars. It was
Will dances over there.
It's rare that I watch a movie like that.
Turn on the mic. Seminole Bill is ending our year in an entertainment segment by saying he just suggests everybody watch The Fault in Our Stars.
Good movie.
The what?
Thank you.
The Pirate Hunter's not going to like that.
Did he say American Sniper, Lone Survivor?
All those are movies I would normally watch.
Terminator.
Come on. So, Will, I'll let the Pirate Hunter he didn't take your man card from me. He took a couple jabs at you, too. All right, Seminole Bill?
Yeah, I heard that.
Okay.
I can take it from him.
There's a lot of things about Seminole Bill that I haven't questioned, but his man card's not one of them.
Thank you.
I mean, I don't know about sports, but The Fault in Our Stars.
It's supposed to be a good movie. I guess.
The movie, brother. Get your wives to watch it, and you gals, they'll love you for it.
Okay, all right.
See, he's a true romantic at heart. That's okay.
Happy New Year, Pirate Hunter.
Hey, Happy New Year, guys.
All right, we are out of here. We want to thank everybody for making 2014 and the Mark Lloyd Show a fantastic year.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Very good.
Big things to come in 2015. We're pumped. We love all the support from the audience out there. We love communicating with you. So a lot of good stuff happening, right, Seminole Bill?
Yes, sir. Terminus, any shout-outs real quick?
Shout out to myself.
To himself?
He
true. For the water check.
Can
for
you
water,
even do
yeah,
that?
Yeah, you can. It's almost like a a dunk to yourself.
Did Terminus Eric just do his own version of a radio selfie?
That's what he just did. He's going in style, man.
Nobody's ever done a radio selfie
before.
That's a radio.
That's a first.
That is a first. That's the way you close it out. All right, for Terminus Eric and Seminoleville, I'm Mark Light. Everybody stay safe and have a fantastic new year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Enjoy all the bowl games, and we'll talk to you next week right here on the Mark Lloyd Show.